And we're joined now, a little closer to home, as in our studio, by Sue Lincoln, the Capital Access anchor for WRKF. And Sue Lincoln, it's the end of the second week at the state capitol, and as the budget wheels churn, there remains much uncertainty.
There certainly does. There will be a little more explanation of where the House, and in particular the House Republicans, are going with their budget ideas this next week. What's interesting to me is we're going to see an unveiling of this year's version of the blame game on Monday. Now, last year there was a lot of concern about what the governor was saying about how far in the hole we were, and there was a reluctance to accept that, to the point that the members of the House, the Republican members of the House, called for the first ever Legislative Fiscal Review Committee, which was to call the folks from the Legislative Fiscal Office to the table, to call them on the carpet for their numbers. I think we have some sound from that particular meeting.
All right. Allie, do we have some sound that Sue Lincoln has unearthed? Let's go for it.
One of the reasons that we're here is that sometimes members may feel that there's pressure to have these notes either be high or low based on who's on the fourth floor.
I will tell you that we are conservative, generally speaking, in our forecast, deliberately so. If we don't have a confidence level that justifies being more optimistic, then we're going to keep it on the conservative side. We tend to make people mad. There's always going to be somebody mad on one side or the other. We're used to that. But I can assure you that nobody is going to pressure us into doing something that we don't have a confidence level in, a professional level judgment of confidence. And I don't care whether it's the governor, the president, or any one of you.
Sue Lincoln, you've been following it closely, Capital Access reporter for WRKF, and you've been in and out of these committee hearings. And I know the man who is ever present is the Commissioner of Administration.
Absolutely. And when the official presentation was made to the Appropriations Committee by Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden, we got a clue as to where House Appropriations is going to go in their Monday meeting. I think we also have that sound on tape.
All right.
The executive budget is obviously based upon the Revenue Estimating Conference forecast. We're required, of course, to have a balanced budget, can only appropriate and spend that which has been recognized by the REC.
We're always missing this REC number, and all of us have great concern about this.
And the second voice we're hearing
is Representative Rick Edmonds from here in Baton Rouge. And he was expressing what we're going to hear Monday in House Appropriations. Well, many will be focused on the Ways and Means Committee looking at the corporate activities tax that Representative Sam Jones has brought. The Appropriations Committee is going to have, according to their agenda, a discussion of the Revenue Estimating Conference forecasting. This is what we believe is going to be blame game 2.0, that all the problems that we have with our budget are due to the Revenue Estimating Conference missing the forecast. It should be an interesting discussion.
And as mentioned, a lot of passion being evidenced at the Capitol. There were good crowds at rallies for various causes.
There absolutely were, but of course, this week was public testimony for the budget bill. House Appropriations had 2 days of public testimony, and it was spring break for many of the schools. So we had all of the University of Louisiana system represented. We had folks coming out yesterday to advocate for the criminal justice reforms. And we also had the American Association of University Women in meeting with the governor regarding equal pay, which is going to come up later in the session.
Well, thank you, Sue Lincoln. We'll catch up with you next week. Should be an interesting week ahead.